I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Tuesday morning. So look up about an hour from now, Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall making his weekly appearance every Tuesday about 11:30. Typically, sometimes we move the time around, but you'll hear from the Alabama Republican Party chairman. So stay tuned for that. 251-343-0106. Shoot us your text. We're back on the abortion and Christianity kick today, but nothing like that makes time go by. Feel free to weigh in, except you, Ricky. You are still banned. Joining us now on the program, State Representative Mark Shirey with us calling in. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Jeff. How about you?
It's a busy time, but probably not as busy as you are. Let's get started here. How ready are you to get back home?
Oh, I am so ready. This has been a very, very tough session. A lot of heavy lift bills.
Yeah, you just feel the fatigue when you walk around, and you know it's one thing to be away from home, but people's tempers get a little shorter, and you also see it. I don't know if you see it necessarily, and I'm not talking about you at all. You do see it in people's face, just a lack of sleep or whatever it may be.
No, you're absolutely right. You can tell people are not as happy as when we first started, not as gung-ho. I think a lot of people are like you said, just ready to go home.
It's like baseball. You start out in spring training, and everybody's optimistic, and they're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and now just beaten down by the process, a lot of them, and straight to call it a year, and maybe take another shot at it next year. But anyway, enough of talking about that. Let's talk about the session for you. Other than the fatigue at the end here, how do you think it's gone?
Well, I think we've done some really good stuff this year, some hard stuff. I think we've done well on that. I think we've done good things for the people of Alabama. I actually got two bills passed this time. One was a local bill. It would give our poll workers a pay increase. And I've been working on that one since the middle of February, and we just have got it passed.
Well, that's good news. I mean, that's what you need. You have a shortage of poll workers, and you'll see it on election day by waiting in line or whatever. Hey, tell me this. Some of the hot buttons we'll get to. One that you and I talked about, I believe last time I talked to you, and this is an ongoing process, and I'm kind of curious to hear what you think, where it's going to head. But as the lone physician in the Mobile delegation right now, this IVF is going to have to be studied, and there's going to have to be some kind of legislative remedy later on down the road. I mean, is that a fair assessment?
Oh, absolutely fair. And that's one of the hardest issues that I've had to work on this session. That one bill, that one remedy, just it was very hard, very heavy, and the coalition that we put together to work on that over the break, we've got a lot of hard things to do there. So yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
That was probably going to take a couple of years, I would think.
I really hope we have something by next session.
Really?
Do I think we will? I don't know. Like I say, that's very, very difficult. We have to get our definitions right. We can't be too restrictive. That's a big time bill, and it's all about balance there.
Yeah, well, and you don't want to give away too much to either side, I guess. And particularly, it's just part of the changes in technology or changes in culture even, and some of our laws just never could have envisioned where we are today, I assume.
I think you're exactly right. And the problem with that is technology changes almost daily, if not hourly. So while we're planning for what we have now with IVF and other procedures, by the time we get back in session, there's going to be something different that we didn't plan for. So that's going to be a constant change. And bioethics is going to be a big subject coming up.
I mean, like bioethics and the Alabama legislature having to dabble in that, it's not necessarily what you would think a legislative body as such as it is would do, could do very well, right? I mean, it's just you're designed to pass budgets and make sure the schools are funded, roads are built, the government runs, and then you start getting into this nuance. I mean, that becomes, I guess, where it gets really, that's the difficulty in it.
You're absolutely right. I know you guys talk about laws being made in the back room and smoky room. That's not this bill. This one, we need all the stakeholders. We need their input completely because, you know, I'm an eye doctor. I'm not an IVF doctor. We need everybody's opinion on this, and so we can work out the best deal we can for the people of Alabama.
Well, but you do have I guess you have a better understanding than the layman would, but the state does have to play a role here, that it does have to regulate these fields and just finding that right balance. I don't even know where you would start.
Well, other states have done this. I think that's where we're going to start. We're going to look at other states' laws. We'll try to pick the best parts of those. And we'll talk to the stakeholders and see what they like about those laws. We'll see what they don't like about the laws. And then we'll try to come to some consensus.
Joined by State Representative Mark Shirey here on the program. Representative, let's talk about something else here. So a lot of, I guess, we're kind of waiting on to see what the Senate does with gambling and ethics, but there's still business for the House to get done. Well, what do you see as some of the big tickets left on the agenda for these last 3 days?
I think ethics in the Senate is probably the biggest ticket item that we're waiting on. There are a couple of other bills floating around, but to be honest, I don't know what's coming up. We'll get that to what we call the pick list coming up and see what those bills are going to be. But right now we're waiting on ethics pretty much, because gambling is, so far right now, gambling is dead.
You believe that? Because a lot of people are it could come back, but my suspicion is you're right. But as far as the House goes, you're just kind of dealing with Senate bills, right? It's way too late to do anything, start anything. So,
you can't start anything now. Absolutely not.
You're at the tail end of the process here. So where the Senate sends the House bills, the House sends the Senate bills, and you're going through each other's bills as we head into these last few days.
Right. These last bills, all the legislators that are wanting their legislation passed, this is where they're on pins and needles, because, you know, the clock's about to run out. And if you hit one snag, you're pretty much done for this session.
Well, you say gambling's dead. Have you heard any buzz about the possibility of a special session sometime this year?
You know, I've heard it. I've heard it. It's rumor right now. Unless something changes with the bill, you know, we've already went to conference with it. And unless something changes with the bill, I don't know how they do that. But you've got the people who changes their vote to no on this bill, and you know, it's their reasoning, and it's good reasoning for them. But they're pretty strong personalities. They're not going to change that vote. So I don't see it coming back up.
Hey, you voted
unless
for
they can convince somebody. Yeah. I did vote for it. I voted to give the people the right to vote.
Right. You liked the bill coming out of conference committee, though, or was it, I mean, even though you voted for it, what was your assessment?
I think it was the best bill we could get. Would I rather have, I think I'd rather have the House bill because of all the the limitations. I know that sounds bad that I voted for a gambling bill, but I really wanted the limitations. And right now, you know, to put like the electronic bingo and those games, that's like a dealerless casino. I don't see the difference. I really don't. It was, you know, other than you can absolutely program the odds.
Yeah, I mean, it's what it's all about. It's not random because the odds are calculated based on it being random. But I guess with this computerized gambling, the odds are programmed in, and that's the biggest distinction there. But
you're absolutely right, and trying to negotiate a compact with the Poarch Creek Indians, I don't know what we have to deal with there. I don't know, you know, I don't know what bargaining room the government would have there. So I think a lot of work went into the House version of the bill. I think it was well thought out. I think the regulations were well thought out. We had time to get our commission, the gambling commission, correct. Like I say, I thought that was the best thing we could do. Whether it actually passed with the constitutional amendment or not, the people were the ones that decided that. But after all the changes and everything, if we're going to go to the Senate version of the bill, I would recommend we just pass a clean lottery bill and do away with all these local constitutional amendments and do all the enforcement that we were planning on in the enabling legislation.
Well,
that's got no chance.
It's this, right? Like, once you take away that constitutional prohibition on gambling, then it becomes more of a moving football. Like, the legislature can figure out what kinds of gambling. The gambling is now constitutional, or it's not forbidden by the Constitution, whatever you want to say what it is. The legislature could go and kind of move things around as they see fit, right?
I think you're right. Some of those safeguards, however, were built in to the enabling legislation. Off the top of my head, like no casinos in Baldwin County. They took care of that. Pretty much you'd have to pass another constitutional amendment. And the fact is, you couldn't move those casinos. You couldn't open another casino in any other place other than what was already in the constitutional amendment. So things like that would have to go back to the people with a constitutional amendment.
What do you think about gambling in Mobile County? I mean, is it, you know, it's one thing, the lottery is one thing, but put that aside, and a casino in Mobile County, does that bother you like maybe it bothers some people?
Probably not as much as other people, because I know we already have gambling here. And, you know, casinos are just a short drive down the road to Mississippi. So, I mean, we've already got the culture. We've already got the crime. Would we have more? Maybe. I don't know. I think it's pretty easy for people just to drive over to Biloxi.
It's sort of this idea that, well, I mean, keep those dollars here and, not just the tax revenue, but also any economic activity generated around gambling. I mean, could you see Mobile having something like what Biloxi has and everything kind of staying, you know, I don't say status quo, but not getting too out of hand?
Well, I think that legislatively we've taken care of that. I don't think it can get too much out of hand. I think there's maybe two places, maybe only one place. I don't think it could get as far as Biloxi. I think it'd be a whole lot less. There wouldn't be that many casinos. As far as lottery, education lottery, I think is a very good thing. We could put more into the scholarship type things for higher education. We could put more into the technical education. And just have more funds to do different types of things with. Everyone that you know, talk to you, especially those that are in favor, say, hey, we need this for education. But I know we spend a lot of money on education, but we could be probably a little bit more innovative with a little bit more resources.
Last question, we'll wrap it up on this, and I always appreciate you making time for us. The budgets, rounding the corner on those. Are you pleased with the, you know, this is what you do. This is why the legislature functions. Are you pleased with the direction the budgets took this year?
I am. Danny Garrett, Education Trust Fund, always works really hard, and he is very thorough. Takes all of our input and does just I think an excellent job. He really should be commended. Now we did vote to non-concur when it came back down from the Senate, but the only reason we did is because Danny is so thorough. He wants to go line by line and make sure that what we wanted in there is still in there, and things aren't moved around, you know, and see if there's anything else we need to change. So, I think the education budget is strong. We did give our teachers a pay raise again. Now, switching to the general fund budget, Rex Reynolds, once again, very thorough. We passed it. It went to the Senate, came back down, and we did concur on it. So it has passed. Very strong budget. I think the budget committee always does their homework, and they did a really good job on it.
Representative, I know you're a busy man, but I guess let me reiterate, I do appreciate you making time for us this morning, and hopefully later on we can make some more time and kind of do a wrap-up for the year.
Oh, that sounds good. Wrap-up sounds wonderful in my ears right now.
All right, well, be safe there. Enjoy these last few days. State Representative Mark Shirey there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porcel on FM Talk 106.5.
Every gambler knows